Hello,
and welcome to the Coco Chronicles.
Yay! Season two, we're back at it again.
Yeah.
I'm your hostess with the mostest, Coco.
And I'm your co-host with almost the most, Marista.
Hello, everybody.
Hi.
Welcome back.
Yes.
Thanks for tuning in.
Yes.
Today, we've got a plethora of awesome topics.
Of course, as always.
As always. Marissa's going to kick it off with our Asian and Pacific Islander
Heritage Month fact. Yes. This month, or this week, we have decided to feature Kaahumanu. She was Hawaiian royalty. She was born on the island of Maui in 1772 and was said to be the favorite queen of Kamehameha I, an acting regent of Hawaii in 1823-32. Why do you laugh?
I'm laughing because Kamehameha, I think of Dragon Ball Z.
His name's not Kamehameha, it's Kamehameha.
It doesn't matter, it sounds the same.
King Kamehameha.
I wonder if that's where they got it.
Probably.
Probably.
Unless Sorry. It means something in another language that we just don't know, I feel like. Because Japanese and Hawaiian culture are really
similar, yeah. There's a lot of Japanese people in Hawaii.
Yeah.
Sorry, that's the nerd in me. Off topic.
Kaahumanu was of distinguished parentage, with her mother having been married to the late king of the island of Maui. Early in life, she was betrothed, or wed to, Kamehameha I, whom her father served as a counselor for. She supported him in his efforts to unite the islands of the archipelago under his central authority and shared largely in their governance. After her husband's death in 1819, Kaahumanu became an advisor to his successor, Liholiho Kamehameha II, and instigated many reforms. She worked in particular to overcome the taboos placed on women in the islanders' traditional religion, and scored a major victory in persuading Kamehameha II to eat publicly with women. So I think that's one of the main reasons I wanted to talk about her is she was like an old-timey feminist, you know? She was breaking down some gender stereotypes. And to get royalty to do, you know, break a very strongly held tradition is kind of a big thing.
It
is
a big
deal. She was in the right position to do it, and she used her influence and affluence to break that stereotype. So that's great. I probably opened a lot of different avenues and doors after that for women in the islands.
The islands.
Not those islands. But yes.
Shouts out to her. I don't know how to say her name, but shouts out to her.
Kaahumanu.
Kaahumanu. Shouts out to you for paving the way.
Yes. Rest in peace.
So, our next topic
is going to be a new installment. We've finally gotten the structure down. There will be no more new installments. I decided to make some permanent talking points and slow down with the rotational items that we have sometimes. So this next segment is going to be travel tip. You know, we want to really focus in on providing advice and tips and guidance for people who are like us and want to travel, but are a little tight on cash. So we're going to start giving travel tips. That way we can all start seeing the world together.
Yay! How sweet.
This week's travel tip is going to be about booking flights.
Very important.
Yes.
Flights sometimes can be the most expensive
part of the trip. Yeah. It's always good. Some basic tips. Always look as early in advance as you can. The farther away from your trip, usually the cheaper it is because you're not booking a last minute ticket and they're not going to be able to get away with upcharging you for the ticket. Another great tip is going to be to, if you're traveling with people, buy all of your tickets together. Have one person buy the tickets and reimburse them for your part because it's going to be cheaper if you buy the tickets in a group rather than separately.
We have personal experience with that.
Yes.
Because when we went to Japan, that's what we did.
Yes. And it helped a lot. It saved us $200.
Yeah.
Which is really nice.
A couple hundred. I'm going to say a couple thousand. We only paid like $560 for a round trip ticket to Japan, which could be $1,500 normally.
True.
So we got really, really lucky. A really good deal.
Yeah. You should also book your flights together. This is something that I didn't do that I wish I had after our first contract ended with the cruise ship.
Mm-hmm.
We'd planned out everything that we were going to do on vacation from Hawaii to Florida, visiting our particular hometowns, to Vegas, you know, that sort of thing. But instead of buying multi-city trip, I did round trips. Yes. So getting the round trips was a little bit more expensive because you're paying for each separately and you're not bundling, and it definitely was more expensive than if I'd picked multi-city setting. I don't think all websites do multi-city, but what it is you put in your starting location, your next location, your next location. You can add as many cities as you want to. That way you don't have to do a round trip and then from wherever you were, do another round trip from somewhere else or buy a whole bunch of one-way tickets. Bundling that way is going to save you a lot of money. I know kayak.com does multi-city trips, and so does booking.com. And with both of those, you can also bundle your hotels in there too, which,
yeah, could, which is going to save you money as well.
Money as well. So
it's like going to Sam's Club or Costco.
Yes.
You bundle. When you buy in big bundles, you save more.
Right. It's going to feel like a lot of money all at once.
However,
you're getting everything at once. However,
saving you.
Right. In the grand scheme of things, if you were to go separately and add up all those one-way tickets and then your hotel separately and then your friends buying it separately, it would be much more expensive than if you did it all together.
Yep. So, food for thought.
Yes. Next time you're booking a trip and you have to fly to get there, bundle.
Bundles, honey.
Walk away knowing that you should bundle.
Walk away knowing that you should bundle. That's our,
that's not our motto.
That's a good catchphrase, though. Walk away knowing you should bundle.
Yes. Have, like, a commercial where it's winter and you're bundled up. Everything's better when you bundle.
When you bundle. you walk away, you know, you should bundle. So that's our
travel tip. Or travel tips, really, about flights this week.
We're going to be doing a lot more focusing on traveling.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to transition into becoming traveling podcast.
Yes.
Because we
want that to be a big part of who we are because we want to
continue
traveling, right?
Insatiable? Is that the right?
Yeah, that's a good word. Yeah.
I have to ask Marista occasionally if I'm using stuff in the right context because sometimes I don't and it doesn't sound right.
Yeah.
But I said it right. Yes, so we have an insatiable wanderlust.
Appetite for travel.
And
we want to help other people, you know, satisfy that appetite within themselves too and prove that it's possible to do.
You don't have to be Kim K rich to be able to travel.
Would be nice.
It would be nice.
It is not necessary now.
If we had a sex tape, that's all we need.
Well,
who's to say we don't? No, okay, I'm not going to go there.
No sex tape.
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah,
no.
No.
No. On to the next.
So
we got our news back about Spotify.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys remember us telling you, but we had applied for what was called Sound Up Bootcamp with Spotify. They were picking the top 10 women who applied. There had to be women of color in the United States, and they would go to a 6-night, 5-day boot camp retreat in New York City, all expenses paid. They would have networking events and mixers and things like
seminars.
Seminars, webinars, everything. And then at the end, you would have a chance to pitch your idea to the officials and corporate people and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And then they would pick the top three that they chose, and they would get a $10,000 sponsor.
Yes.
So.
We did not get it.
To say it lightly. Okay. Yeah. We're still a little butthurt and salty about it.
Yeah, I would
have. However, they did say 18,000 people applied.
Yes, so. There's a lot of people.
Yeah, there's a lot. That's a lot of people. We did not think it was going to be that many people. And I'm sure even Spotify was like, whoa, holy shit.
Yes, they actually had to push back the announcement date of who didn't make it because they weren't expecting that many people to apply.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's, you know, yes, I would have liked to have gotten it, obviously. However, I am a positive creature. And to me, this just means that either they were looking for amateurs and people who didn't even have podcasts yet. So I'm wondering if we had done too much.
Too many qualifications? Or little qualifications?
Right. And that's the other side is maybe compared to other people who pitched their ideas, we just fell a little short in the way that we pitched our idea. Mm-hmm. Either way, we're going to keep working on our brand and growing. And
Marista,
what,
when she found out, she was really upset.
Yeah.
But and normally for me, like, we have the same personality, so normally for me I would get kind of really upset and discouraged and whatnot, but for some reason something inside me was just like, you know what, it's okay,
right?
It's not the end of the world.
That just meant we weren't supposed to get this one,
right? It's not like it's going to make us be like, oh, well, you know what? We should stop doing this.
Right.
No, we're still going to keep doing this. We're still going to keep, you know, entertaining and doing what we enjoy doing, whether right. we get competitions or not. I mean, it's no, we don't, I'm going to try to stop taking things
we're
personally.
We're not so easily
discouraged. Yeah, yeah. It's like, you know what? It's all right. Something better is right. coming. That's the way
that
we think.
That just means it would have interfered with mm-hmm. something else.
Right.
That is more important than that. So
exactly. Exactly. We're trying to be positive patties over here instead of
yes.
negative Nancys. So we're going to keep on keeping on.
Yeah.
And, but we just had to update you guys with that. So I also am going to start, or I am going to be checking out, like if they announce, I'm going to see who the people
won.
Yeah. And then yeah. try to listen to that and see like, okay, maybe
what
this
did
is
they do differently
right.
than,
this is what we need
what
to improve
can I learn
on.
From?
Also, we want to hear from you guys.
Yes.
If there's something we're not doing
as well as,
as
we
well,
could,
and we could improve
or
on.
Or if there is a different, you know, different topics we should talk about. I just would really like more involvement and more feedback because I'm not talking for my health. I'm really not. I want this to be something that people can listen to and relate to and get into, and it helps people in
right.
some way, whether it's entertainment or, you know, the tips, the thing of the month might inspire you for, like, a project you're doing. I don't know. But as long as the people, everyone listening gets something out of it, that's what we're aiming for. So please.
That's why we're doing this.
Give us feedback.
Let us know.
We love feedback. We take advice.
Right. Constructive criticism, you can't ever go wrong.
Right.
We're not so big-headed that we would think, oh, we don't care what they have to say. No, we
right.
do care what you have to say.
Yeah.
You guys are important, and you are the reason why we're doing
we're
what
doing,
we're doing.
Right. Without you, what's the point?
What's really the point? There is no point.
Yeah.
So, anyway, let us know on our website. Drop us a comment on the contact page. And let
us
know.
Send us an email.
Yeah, send us an email. Tweet at us. Put a comment on Instagram or Facebook.
Yeah.
You know, it's anything. So, yeah. Ooh, another little random update. We got our business cards.
Yes.
I just had to put that in there
yes,
real quick.
Yes, we did. you
got
can
our
check
business
out
cards.
What they look like on our Instagram at Coco Chronicles.
Mm-hmm.
But they're cute.
I also tweeted. We put it on Twitter and Instagram.
Okay.
So you can check it out there. But they look really nice. We're really, really proud.
Yeah.
A lot of, actually, people, like, will ask me. They'll be like, oh, yeah, you have a podcast? Like, what's your info? And so it's hard to tell them, oh, the Coco Chronicles. Weebly.com. This way. Right. Yeah. It's like, no, it's who's easier to just that? Right. Just give them a business card. Now we can do that.
Right.
Now we can just give our business cards and spread the word. Yes. We got 500 of them. So we're set.
We're going to be handing them out like candies.
Religiously.
Yes.
So that's an exciting little fact that we got. So on to the next topic.
It's our movie review.
Movie review.
We watched...
It was my turn this week.
Yes.
So, of course, it was an anime movie. And we decided to watch a movie that I really liked, which was called Children Who Chase Lost Voices.
Which I had never heard.
Marissa had never heard or seen. Yes. And she watched it. And I kind of want to get her opinion on it first, because I've already seen it. So I want to know what she thought. You wrote it down, yeah?
I did. I was watching. I made sure to take note of how I was feeling at the time. This movie... I was not expecting a lot from it. I'm to be honest.
A lot of people don't expect a lot from these anime movies, but I'm telling you, these little fuckers can be really impactful. Yeah.
It started out a little slow, to be honest. I was paying attention, but not fully. I know how to do both. but out of nowhere, something just piqued my interest visually, and I tuned in more. And next thing I knew, I was, like, sucked into the movie. I'm like, this movie is way more action-packed than I thought it was going to be. It's a lot deeper than I thought it was going to be. And it's it wasn't as boring as I thought it was going to be. It was super cute.
It's very visually appealing, yes. The artwork.
It's really nice. Bright. And I don't mean bright like cotton candy and, you know, My Little Pony. I mean, it's the colors are vibrant and they're strong and they're beautiful and they work really well together. Also, the actual movie makes you feel things. There was like a Bridge to Terabithia moment in there.
I've never seen that, though. Yeah, isn't that with Josh Hutcherson?
It was a book first, but yes. Bridge to Terabithia with Josh Hutcherson. Bridge
to Terabithia.
And Anna Sophia Robb.
Look at you.
There was this moment where I was like, oh my gosh, so sad. It delves pretty deeply into some mythology, both Japanese and Greek mythology, which I thought was really cool. I love mythology. There's a lot of time of day is really important. A lot of sunset and night scenes and...
this movie was kind of long.
Yeah, it was. It was a pretty long movie. Lord of the Rings, which is why I'm like, why won't you watch Lord of the Rings, but you watch this?
I'm a little more entertained with watching this than Lord of the Rings.
You've never watched Lord of the Rings.
We're not going to get into that.
You're right. it had twists and the music.
Marissa's really, I've noticed you're really big.
If you were to watch a movie without music, you don't realize how much music affects your emotions and your opinion.
Yeah, because whenever I'll watch a scary movie, I'll be chill, but whenever I hear that music, my heart starts...
Right, those violins. Oh my God. Oh my God. It's giving you anxiety before anything's even happened. And sometimes it's a false anxiety. But
right, but still. Gets that heart rate up.
Right, music completely changes the way you watch a movie. And I gotta tell you, the score was beautiful. I think the scores I love the best are in these anime and Japanese movies. I love string instruments.
They're beautifully done.
There's a lot of pianos and violins and cellos and just, it's beautiful. It touches me to my very core, which I love. But there are a lot of great themes in this movie. It is really... it's a really good movie. It makes you think a little. It's entertaining, and it's visually appealing. Mm-hmm. So
it really is.
Overall, if it hadn't been so long, some of the terms, if you're not paying attention to, you can get a bit muddled because, you know, you are talking about mythology, and if you're not paying attention, you might get a little confused, but not so much that you can't enjoy the movie. I would give this movie... 4.5
Ooh.
Out of 5.
She really liked it.
I did.
I was going to give it a 4.
Yeah?
A 4 out of 5, yeah. I'm not... I like this movie, but at certain points, I would say 60% of the time I was entertained, but 40% of the time I was kind of bored. I was like, okay, you know what? You lost me. I'm kind of... But that's just me, though, because really long movies, I have a short attention span, yeah, so really long movies, I'm like, oh, I wonder what I'm going to eat for dinner tonight. Wow. Like, I'm always thinking about food. So, yeah, I started thinking about food, and I got a little
distracted.
But nonetheless, it is a really good anime movie.
Yeah, I would say give it a watch if you don't have to work the next day.
Yeah, watch it late at night. It's cute.
Well, don't watch it too late at night because you might fall asleep just because it is really long.
Oh, yeah, it's true. I think it's like 2.5 hours.
At least.
But just to give you guys a little bit of a synopsis.
Synopsis?
I said synopsis.
Yeah.
She always does that.
Sorry.
There's a young girl. She's the main character of this movie. Her name is Asuna. She starts to hear a strange song coming from a crystal radio. And through a series of events, she is transported to a world of mythical beasts and brave warriors, which is where the mythical part comes in. So, again, we're going to not give away too much because you need to see this movie.
Yeah,
so, that's the synopsis. Watch it if you have the time. If you think that you're not going to be into anime movies, I can tell you you're going to be sadly mistaken. Give them a chance.
She's trying to get people hooked.
Yeah. I'm telling you, people be sleeping on anime movies. People be sleeping on anime in general. They think it's something for kids to watch,
well,
but...
I don't particularly think that. I don't know. I'm not that into it.
Why not, Marista? No. You can be into...
It's not bad. It is really good.
Yeah, I know. But you can be so into, like, the Lord of the Rings and
Maybe
Harry Potter,
like
but...
live action better.
You're not into cartoons?
I mean, you know that's not true, because we watch Teen Titans Go almost every day, but...
I can't. All right. So, moving on to the next topic. That was our movie review for this
week. Wait, what did you... I mean, like, what were your favorite parts? I know you gave it, like, a 4, but why'd you give it a 4?
I gave it a 4, A, because it was too long.
Oh, that's right.
And B, because, like I said, 60% of the time I was into it, but 40% I was like, you know what, I'm over it.
I forgot just that quick that you already explained.
Yep, she's got this memory of a peanut.
Hey, your memory is worse than mine.
True. She's right. So moving on to our unsolved mystery this week.
Dun, 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 dun. We're not stealing the theme music to Law and Order. Just like it.
These are their stories.
Stop.
Doom, doom. This isn't SVU.
Right?
So, but this is a really, 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 like, one of the most famous unsolved mysteries ever.
Yes.
It is the unsolved murder of Tupac Shakur himself.
Which I actually don't really know a lot about. I know what he was shot.
Mm-hmm.
And there was some beef with Biggie, but that's all I got. That's all
you
I
don't
got.
Know anything.
I don't know any
in
of the
detail.
Fine details. Yeah.
Which is why we're doing this. So, I'm going to start off with the prior events. If you don't know who Tupac Shakur is, first of all...
Shame on you.
Shame on you. You should know who he is. Even if you're an old white man or old white lady, you should still know who he is.
What?
He was a really big pioneer for rap music. A lot of people think when you're a rapper, you're always violent and stuff like that. But he was actually really pretty peaceful.
Yeah, he was really
poetic.
He
wanted black-on-black crime to stop, and he wanted us to all
love
kumbaya and stuff.
Yeah.
Tupac Shakur was 25 years old.
Same age as us.
Yep. Oh, God. Yeah,
right?
he was.
Seems older.
He does seem older, but he was really young.
Yeah.
He was really young. Wow, this was 21 years ago. He was killed on September 7th in 1996 in Las Vegas. So the prior events, Tupac was attending the Bruce Seldon versus Mike Tyson boxing match with Suge Knight, the head of Death Row Records. If you didn't know, Tupac Shakur was signed to Death Row Records. They were at the MGM Grand in Las Vegas. After leaving the match, one of the Knight's associates spotted Orlando Baby Lane Anderson, a Crips gang member from Compton, in the MGM Grand Lobby. Earlier that year, Anderson and a group of Crips had robbed a member of Death Row's entourage in a Foot Locker store. Knight's associate told Shakur, and Shakur attacked Anderson. Shakur asked if he was from the South and punched him in the face, knocking Anderson to the ground. Shakur's entourage, as well as Knight and his followers, assisted in assaulting Anderson. The fight was captured on the hotel's video surveillance. It was broken up by hotel security later on. After the brawl, Shakur went with Knight to Club 662, now known as Club 7, which was owned by Knight. Shakur disclosed to his fiancée, Mrs. Jones, his involvement in Anderson fight, previously having promised to return after entering the MGM Grand and having her stay in a vehicle. Shakur left with Knight after changing his clothes. So that was the prior events. Now getting on to the shooting. Between 11 and 11.05 p.m., Shakur and Knight were halted on Las Vegas Boulevard by police officers from the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department. Bike patrol for playing the car stereo too loudly and not having license plates. The plates were found in the trunk of Knight's car. The party was released a few minutes later without being cited. At 11.10, they were stopped at a red light at the intersection of East Flamingo Road and Koval Lane in front of Maximum Hotel. A vehicle occupied by two women pulled up on their left side. Shakur, who was standing up through the sunroof of his BMW sedan, exchanged words with the two women and invited them to go to Club 662. At 11.15, a white four-door late-model Cadillac with an unknown number of occupants pulled up to the sedan's right side, rolled down a window, and rapidly fired gunshots at Shakur. He was hit four times, two in the chest, once in the arm, once in the thigh. One of the bullets went to Shakur's right lung. Suge Knight was hit in the head by fragmentation. The bodyguard, Frank Alexander, stated that when he was about to ride along with Shakur in Knight's car, Shakur asked him to drive the car of Jones instead. In case they needed additional vehicles from Club 662 back to the hotel. The bodyguard reported in his documentary, which was Before I Wake, that shortly after the assault, one of Convoy's cars followed the assailant, but he never heard from the occupants. Yaki Gaddafi was riding in the car behind Shakur with bodyguards at the time of the shooting, along with members of the Death Row entourage, refused to cooperate with officers. Despite the vehicle having a flat tire and Knight's injuries, he was able to drive Shakur and himself a mile from the site to Las Vegas Boulevard and Harmon Avenue. They were pulled over by bike patrol, who alerted paramedics through radio. After arriving on the scene, police and paramedics took Suge Knight and Shakur to the University Medical Center of Southern Nevada. They were pulled over just steps away from the MGM Grand. According to an interview with the music video director, Rahimi, while at the hospital, he received news from a Death Row marketing employee that the shooters had called the record label and threatened Shakur. Rahimi told the Las Vegas police, but they said they claimed to be understaffed. Yeah. That's weird.
Someone threatened to murder someone?
And you're saying that you're understaffed? Really?
Okay.
No attackers came to the hospital. Shakur said he was dying while being carried into the emergency room. At the hospital, Shakur was heavily sedated and was placed on life support machines, and ultimately put under a barbiturate-induced coma after repeatedly trying to get out of bed. He was visited by Jones and regained consciousness when she played Don McLean's Vincent on the CD player next to his bed. According to Jones, Shakur moaned and his eyes were filled with mucus and swollen. Jones told Shakur that she loved him. How sad.
Yeah, that's I didn't know he was engaged.
Yeah, that's just, it's sad. So later, Suge Knight was released from the hospital the day following the shooting on September 8th, but did not speak until September 11th. He told officers he had heard something but saw nothing the night of the shooting. A spokesman for the officers said Knight's statement did nothing to help the investigation. Officers at the time of Shakur's hospitalization reported having no leads. Sergeant Kevin Manning said during the week that the officers did not receive a whole lot of cooperation from Shakur's entourage. Rahimi and members of Shakur's group, Outlaws, guarded Shakur while he stayed in the hospital due to their fear that whoever shot Shakur was going to come finish him off. Mm-hmm. Rahimi mentioned the possibility that Outlaws brought weapons with them. While in the critical care unit on the afternoon of Friday, September 13th, 1996, Shakur died of respiratory failure that led to cardiac arrest after the removal of his right lung. Mm. Doctors supposedly attempted to revive him, but could not stop the hemorrhaging. His mother, Afeni, made the decision to cease medical treatment. He was pronounced dead at 4:03 p.m. In 2014, a police officer who claimed he witnessed Shakur's last moments said Shakur refused to state who shot him. When the officer asked Tupac if he saw the person or people who shot him, Shakur responded by saying, "fuck you," to the officer as his last words. Mm. Paramedics and other officers present at the scene did not report hearing Tupac say those words, nor did Knight or his bodyguard Frank Alexander, who were also present.
I don't like to think his last words would be a
right. But then again, considering the type of person he was, he hated police officers. Yeah. So considering the fact that I'm shot and I'm dying. However, I'm not gonna snitch.
Right.
So
I think part of the reason you wouldn't want to reveal who tried to kill you to the cops is because the cops would try to get to them first, and you want to do what you want.
Right. It's like, no, I'm not going to let you have... Mm-mm.
Right. You're not taking them down.
This is personal.
Yeah.
It's poisonal. So that's also another theory. It just sucks because nobody will ever know.
Right. If he did see who did it, he'd let that person go free.
Mm-hmm. You're right. But that's how they do in the streets. That someone could see someone being murdered by someone, and they won't say anything.
That is true, and that's
stupid.
Really stupid.
That is so.
That is really stupid.
Stupid.
Why are people so obsessed with vendettas and like revenge? That's what I always want to know.
Well, you got to think about it this way: if someone were to kill a family member of yours that you're really close to, mm-hmm. would you not be so angry enough that you would want to kill them?
I would be extremely angry that my family member was murdered. Would I want to kill them?
Not think personally, long and hard.
Because I don't want to go to jail for it. But this is probably going to sound incriminating. But I'm the kind of person who, if I really wanted someone dead, I would get someone else to do it.
Right. I'm not going to do the dirty work.
Well, because I've never killed anyone before. And not that we know of. I don't know if I would be good enough at covering my tracks, because I wouldn't want to go to jail for it. But it is against my beliefs to cause harm to anyone.
Even if that person is harming you?
Yeah, you let karma sort it out.
Really?
Yep.
You mean to tell me?
I do my best not to physically, emotionally, or mentally harm anyone that I come across, and it is very hard. It's somewhat against my nature.
She says this now, and so does everybody. There are some people who want to harm.
I don't know anyone close to me who's been murdered. So I cannot say from
evil and black-hearted as I am, I. She just gave me an evil smile. I wouldn't want to harm anyone. However, we say this now, but we don't know what we would do if we were in that situation.
Correct.
Nobody ever knows. You could say, "Oh, I don't want to hurt another human being, even if they're attacking me." Until someone is putting your life in danger, and you think, "Oh, it's either you or me." Well, and I'd be damned if it's going to be me.
I wouldn't kill them, and I wouldn't cause unnecessary.
You don't know if you're in that position where you had to.
I'm thinking of the point of view of if someone murdered someone I cared about, would I murder them? No, I would not. If someone is attacking me, yes, I'm going to defend myself. I'm not going to take it too far, and I'm not going to do excessive violence or overkill, but I am going to try and... I would play defense until I had to play offense. But I would not risk my personal safe for somebody who's attacking me.
Of course not.
But I just try to avoid those situations. And not all of those situations are avoidable. Tis true.
Tis true.
But I know that if I was in one of those situations, I would do my best not to get hurt or hurt anyone. But if I had to, I would put that to the side. Put it that way.
She's so good at choosing her words.
I try. Sometimes I feel like I'm a little too PC.
A little bit. Just a little bit. But anyway, back to the Shakur. We're going to go to the witnesses. At the time of the shooting, an entourage of around 10 automobiles were following Knight in Shakur's vehicle.
Oh, wow.
Right, that's a lot of people.
And no one saw
a
single... Oh, well, I mean, I guess if their faces were covered or...
Well, that makes sense. However, like, you didn't get a license plate?
Right, the make of the car, the license plate.
Well, they know the make. They knew the make. They just didn't know the license plate. The year following the shooting, Knight stated during an ABC Primetime Live interview that he did not know who had shot Shakur, but would never tell officers if he did. You know what?
Personal. And like you said, if they hate the police and you don't trust the police, you're not going to tell the
police. That's true. However, what's the point? Like, you find out and then you go and kill those people and then what? Those people get angry and want revenge and then they go and kill you and then the people that killed... Yeah, it's just it's a vicious cycle.
And that's why I don't like it.
It's just... It doesn't make sense.
That's why, as hard as it is and maybe as cool as it sounds... You need to let it go. What's done is done.
Right.
If you retaliate, you're only exacerbating the problem and making it worse, and it's never going to end.
It's never going to end.
It might take time and a lot of closure, but you would kind of just have to get over it and have hope that life would give them the punishment they deserve. Stay out of it.
Agreed. Agreed with everything you just said.
Karma's my favorite person.
I don't know. Sometimes karma doesn't... There's a lot of people in this world who's gotten away with doing a lot of evil
shit. That's
what
you think, but you don't know what's going on in their personal lives, and you don't know what's in store for them yet.
That's true. Well, what about...
It's not over till it's over.
No, what about the thing with the... Okay, this is backtracking, and this is a while ago, but... There was, I remember we were talking about it with the, I think it was Emmett Till. Was it Emmett Till? I think it was Emmett Till, where the lady who had lied and said that he had, like, sexually assaulted her had, like, gone to her deathbed and waited until the very last second to say something.
But you don't know what
she wasn't arrested or...
You don't know what other things have happened in her life. Karma does not always give you a action for action, you know, an equal and opposite reaction for every action kind of situation. She could have fucking had broken bones from random injuries over the years. One of her kids could have done something horrible that we don't know about. Some terrible thing could have happened to her that we don't know about. Nothing connected to her lying ass about Emmett Till happened, but that doesn't mean nothing else bad ever happened in her life. It might not be karma in the way you want or the way you think is deserved, but karma's karma.
That's true. You're right. I guess when I think karma, I think that they, like, die.
Wow.
A horrible, evil death. That's okay. Just me, though. So, getting back to it. Sorry, we,
often get sidetracked.
Often.
But not really.
It's still connected.
Yeah.
Gaddafi was involved in a scuffle with officers 2 days following the shooting after they pulled over a motorist he was acquainted with and he protested. Gaddafi, excuse us.
Silly computer
making noises. Gaddafi left Vegas days after Shakur's death, traveling to Atlanta and Los Angeles before settling in New Jersey where he lived with his relatives. Mm. In that time, Compton investigators assembled mugshots of several gang members, which included Anderson, and hand-delivered them to Las Vegas. Manning said detectives called Gaddafi's lawyer to set up a meeting with the rapper so that he could be shown the pictures. According to Manning, the calls were not returned. Officers did not try to locate Gaddafi, who was fatally shot in a housing project in New Jersey in November 1996, 2 months after Shakur's shooting. Mean and Alexander told the Los Angeles Times in early 1997 that they have never been asked by the Las Vegas police, to view photos of possible suspects in the case, despite having observed the shooting and having seen the men in the car from which the shots were fired.
What
the fuck? In an interview with Alexander conducted by Las Vegas Metro Police on March 19, 1997, he was shown a series of 8 photo lineups but was unable to identify any suspects from them. ADI Mean claimed to have... I don't know what EDI... EDI Mean. I don't know what that is.
I don't know who that is.
Mean claimed to have seen all 4 men in the vehicle, while Alexander reported seeing the face of the suspect who shot Shakur. In his March 1997 police interview, Alexander said that he only saw the occupants from the shooter's car in more of a profile. Las Vegas police disputed the pair's account of what they had reported to the officers the night of the shooting. This
seems like it was not thoroughly investigated.
No, it wasn't. And that's upsetting because they could have probably figured out who killed him by now.
Yep.
Nothing was taken seriously. It wasn't a good professional job.
It's just another gang death.
Right, yeah. Yeah. I mean, even if it was Tupac, it's just another black thug who got out of his depth. Right, who's just getting shot up.
Yep.
That doesn't make sense to me.
Not important.
Las Vegas, in the dead of the night, with a huge celebrity, all those people around.
I'm wondering how they knew where he was at.
That's true.
Like,
do they follow him?
Well, my paranoid self, part of me was like, well, how did we know someone in the police force was in LA?
Oh, yeah. We don't know.
This happened after they got pulled over by a bicycle cop. Or someone could have been tailing them all night from the fight to the club and decide, you know, we're waiting until no one was around to attack. But no one's ever not around because he had his entourage, so they had to do what they felt like they had to do.
Yeah, he didn't deserve to die. However, you shouldn't have been starting fights. See what I mean?
Why did someone shoot him, do you think?
Someone shot him because he was fucking with that guy who was a Crip.
That's why they did that. Yep. Damn.
Yep. So had he not put his hands on someone, he probably would have still been alive.
He would probably still be alive to this day.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, he didn't deserve to die, and it's tragic. However, that's a prime example of why you just don't go putting your hands on people.
That's why he shouldn't be an instigator.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he big bad guy, and he's positive most of the time. But you know, I've seen some footage of him mouthing off, and
like I said, that's how karma decides when and how it wants to attack.
That's true. That's very true. It could be something as little as stumping your toe on a corner of a door, or it could be death.
Right, a long and slow death. Well, I'm just glad he got to see his fiance before he died.
Yeah.
You know, that's what you want. One of the last things, if you are unfortunate to have a dying family member, that's probably one of the last things you want to hear them say to you is, I love you. Nobody wants to end it on a fight or something stupid.
Well,
Who do you think murdered him? Like, do you think anyone in particular
did it? I think it was part of the entourage from the guy that they assaulted.
Yeah.
But there's also a lot of theories saying that Suge Knight was in on it.
Really?
Mm-hmm. A lot of people are like, he did it because they said Tupac was getting ready, was trying to, and thinking about leaving the label. And that's the biggest moneymaker. And so he was like, no, the fuck you're not.
Find someone new. That's like an abusive.
That's not how it works. It's like being in a gang. You can't leave unless you're killed.
Wow.
You will not leave until you're killed. And he was the moneymaker. He was the star of the show. So had he left, Death Records would be shit. It would be nothing.
But now he's dead and he's gone anyway, so...
It's true. But I think he got money from that, I think? He either got money or he's still... You were gonna say
his reputation's not as tarnished.
Right.
If someone dies, if someone's dead, leaving you.
Yeah, that's different. Dead is you can't help it.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. So there's that theory, and then like you were saying, the biggie, which I have right here, allegations involving the notorious B.I.G. For those of you that don't know,
Biggie Smalls
they actually used to be really, really good friends. They used to be really close, but something happened along the way, and they ended up being like enemies, arch enemies. They had a really big beef. So the rapper Christopher Wallace, known as the Notorious B.I.G., denied playing a role in the murder. His family produced computerized invoices suggesting that Wallace was recording a song in a New York City recording studio the night Shakur was shot. Wallace's manager, Mr. Barrow, and rapper Lil Cease publicly denied that Wallace had a role in the crime and said they were with him in the studio the night of the shooting. In the New York Times, they described the invoices as inconclusive, stating, "The pages purport to be three computer printouts from Diddy's house, indicating that Wallace was in the studio recording a song called Nasty Boy on the night Shakur was shot. They indicate that Wallace wrote half the session and was in and out Saturday around and laid down a reference, shorthand for a reference vocal, the equivalent of a first take. But nothing indicates when the documents were created. And Louis Alfred, the recording engineer listed on the sheets, said in an interview that he remembered recording the song with Wallace in a late night session, not during the day. He could not recall the date of the session, but said it was likely not the night Shakur was shot. We would have heard about it, Mr. Alfred said. Okay. 6 months later, Wallace was fatally shot in a drive-by shooting by an unknown assailant on March 9th, 1997, and died at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in Los Angeles.
Wow.
Yep. Yep. So, it's pretty freaking tragic.
Like, yeah. All these people dying for really no reason.
Literally no reason. Yeah. I mean, even with me, sometimes I think about being a little violent if someone got on my nerves. Like, man, I really want to punch this person in the face. Or then I think about, you know what?
It's not worth it.
Just leave it alone. Because people are crazy.
Right.
That person can be carrying a gun and just shoot me dead in the head.
Right.
And that's it. So it's
I mean,
just like,
if you're worried about dying, I guess that'll stop you. But
I'm giving her a look right now. Are you not worried about death?
I mean, it's going to happen one day.
Okay. That you didn't answer my question.
No, I'm not worried about it.
Why?
Because it's an eventuality. I don't know when it's going to happen. So why worry about it? It is going to happen.
Is it?
As much as I try to prolong it. Unless you know some secret.
I was going to say, you never know, man. Rick and Morty, they could go into the future and find the Fountain of Youth.
You're a special case.
She's the complete opposite of me because I worry about death constantly. Well, not constantly, but every day I'm like, oh my God. I really hope I don't die today.
Wow.
I do. Just,
okay.
Yeah, I'm crazy. But I don't think, back to what we were talking about, I don't think Biggie Smalls had anything to do with it. Yeah, there were enemies, and yeah, there was some stupid beef behind it, but I don't think he killed him.
Yeah.
I don't think he had anything to do with it.
Right.
It just so happened, coincidentally, that was his arch enemy.
Right. I don't think it would have benefited him enough to...
To do... Yeah, it's like, yeah, I don't like you, but why would I kill you?
You can use that beef for fodder.
Publicity.
For music,
yeah, yeah.
It's really make you more famous. In their favor than in
right.
any kind of problem.
Yeah, I don't think he did it.
And they did used to be friends, so
right.
I'm
he
sure
wouldn't...
There's still
some love there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone I've fallen out with, which is, like, one person, I would never be like, I hate you so much, I'm gonna kill
you.
Yeah. Like, I'm over it. It happened, and we'll probably never be as close as we were, but
that's not enough
to die.
Right, yeah. Well, again, people are crazy,
and
some people do stupid shit.
You know, the reason we fell out wasn't on this huge scale, comparatively, but... Still,
it's a bit extreme.
A bit. I'll let life take care of you.
She's very spiritual. She's all about that karma, and I'll let life take care of you, and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, I'm the beast boy of being relaxed. Wow. Just really not worried about it.
So nonchalant.
Yeah, that's a good word. I'm not bothered.
Notbothered.com. So, anyway, let us know what you guys think. Who do you think did it? I don't think Suge Knight did it. I think it was the homeboys of the guy they beat up.
Yeah.
What, they were pissed. Yeah, they were pissed.
Yeah, it was just retaliation for, I don't even know if they intended to kill him. That might have just
been to scare him or something. Yeah.
Because why would you call later about with death threats?
After you've already, when
you shot him up.
Yeah, yeah. And then after they're probably like, oh shit, we just fucking killed Tupac Shakur. Like, we gotta lay low.
We better not get found out.
Right, yeah, because our asses are... it wouldn't even have been someone from fucking Shakur's entourage that killed them. Yeah, it could have been somebody in America, you know? He's like extremely well known, so it could have been anybody. Crazy fans. Yeah. So that's the unfortunate unsolved case of Tupac Shakur. So in closing, we're gonna talk about the royal wedding. Because it's everywhere. We didn't watch the royal wedding. However, we saw, you know, the pictures and whatnot.
Commentaries.
Hilarious commentaries. Marista doesn't think that Mrs. Markle is...
You got me!
I was seeing if you were paying attention.
She's no longer Miss Markle.
Who is she now?
She's, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know the last name.
She's Princess Meghan.
It's just like Duchess? Dussex? Like, D-U-S-S? She's a
Duchess, number one.
No, it's spelled different. It's D-U-S-S-E-X.
What?
Yeah, like, when I saw it, it was like Dussex, something.
Wow.
Meghan Markle.
Isn't she a princess? Because Harry's a prince.
Would she be considered a princess? I thought a princess was someone
Diana
that was...
Diana was a princess.
Oh, that's true. You're right. You're right. You're absolutely right.
I don't know.
I don't either.
She royalty. And that's what matters.
She royalty. And that's all that matters.
She's in the Disney lineup wearing gloves.
Wow.
Yep.
Marissa doesn't think that she's,
I'm not
genuine.
I'm not entirely certain that her intentions are pure, which on one, you know, thought it's like, well, who cares? You know, you're not marrying her. But I just feel like she's too analytical and she's too, you know, putting on the perfection for the cameras. And it could be nervousness. I mean, this is a serious thing. You don't want to fuck it up in, you know, the public's eye. You're marrying into the royal family. So it could just be, I'm trying not to screw this up. I've rehearsed what I'm going to say so I don't say anything wrong. You know, I don't want to ruin my life with this guy that I love. But I just, I don't know. On the other side, it could be I'm gaining something from this. It, you know, I've convinced this guy to fall in love with me, and I really think he's in love, like, deeply.
Oh, yeah, you can see it from his eyes.
And I'm gonna, you know, play it to my advantage. And I don't know her. So obviously I cannot say with any certainty what's what. It's just sometimes when she speaks and her body language, it's mainly her body language.
What about her body language, Marista?
She just doesn't.
I didn't notice anything. But then again, I'm a poor judge of character. Clearly, so.
I don't know. I just feel like it isn't 100% genuine. But I can imagine I'd be a little stiff if my entire life and
planned out
details
and
were
watched
being put on display for the fucking world to criticize.
Oh yeah.
Like, it makes it more getting married is already stressful enough.
Getting married to a prince
is even more stressful.
And being half black,
like, it's.
And that's another thing that people were, like, noting. They were like, if it had been Prince William who was going to be a king, and he married a half black or even a black woman, it would be a bigger deal. But because Harry is kind of like a leftover, he's like a sidekick. He's not really going to be a king. It's not that big of a deal. But had King Harry, King William had been with a black woman or a half black woman even, people would have been up in arms. It would have been
on a different level, but if some tragedy happens, he could still end up being king.
Yeah, he could.
So, if, you know, Elizabeth ever kicks the bucket, which she has got the secret to...
That bitch has been alive for... Forever. I swear she's 200 years old. She's got to be... They've got to have some kind of, like,
It's just that stern English blood, I'm telling you.
She's got the secret. She knows where...
She knows the secret.
The Fountain of Youth is, and she's low-key been drinking it. And... She's not giving anybody her, she's not telling anyone. She's keeping her a secret.
She'll probably tell her favorite grandchild.
And that's it.
She's kicking it, man.
Oh, yeah.
Every time I see her out and about, I'm like, you're an inspiration.
Just keeps getting older and older.
To long life. I don't know what she's eating or what exercise plan they have. Probably nothing.
She's drinking the Fountain of Youth. 100% sure.
The blood of her enemies or something.
The blood of a unicorn.
No, yeah.
She's doing something.
She has like a face in the back of her head. Like,
That's why she always has a hat on. She's hiding something. I know it. She's hiding something. Wow. It's not right. Anyway, so we didn't watch the wedding, but. Whatever. I'm just that type of person where...
You're still there for it.
I'm just kind of like, who cares? If they're not paying my bills, it has nothing to do with me.
Exactly. At the end of the day, what does it have to do with me?
Nothing.
I mean, it's important historically.
Not for America, though.
I'm not... it could be. What if their son ends up being one of the presidents of the United States?
Someone was saying that, but...
They're playing a long game.
I doubt it.
The Brits have it down. They're trying to...
Conquer everything.
They're trying to pull the U.S. back into the British... monarchy. I'm telling you, they're playing a long game, which would explain why she's so stiff and doesn't seem completely genuine to me. Because if she's in on it, I mean, think to be the mother of the kid who brought, you know, Britain and America back together. She'd be in history books forever.
I thought Britain and America were.
We fought Britain to gain our freedom. From their rule, so no. I mean, we're allies, but we're not a part of Britain, you know what I mean? Britain could end up owning us again.
Oh, that's not, I guess, too bad. They have better gun laws over there than we do over here, so.
It's bad for the American-Americans who, you know, are proud of their heritage of fighting for their independence. We fought for this independence, and now you're trying to take it away from us? This is obviously... A conspiracy theory, guys.
Oh, so, God. Here we go.
But that, you know, that's been out there. It's been put out there. And British people are pretty clever. Maybe they didn't think of it, but now that it's been brought to their attention, I don't know.
We have to keep a lookout for those Brits, man. Mm-hmm. They're on it. But
they tried to stop Barack from going to the office because was born in Hawaii, which... Technically,
it's a state.
It's a territory. No, it's not.
It's not a state?
It's a state. If you ask a Hawaiian, Hawaii is not a state.
Asking Hawaiian. But
yes, because Hawaii was conquered. They never signed any contracts.
It's still a state of America.
Because America said so.
Well,
there's no legal documentation saying that they conceded to be a part of
it. How do you know there's no legal documentation?
I've looked it up. When I heard about it, I looked it up. You think I'm not going to... Fact check.
They might have it in some fucking archives or something in the White House.
A part.
It is, Marista. It's there. They're a part of the 50 states.
They were stolen by Americans, by the colonizers.
The colonizers!
They locked their own
queen. Get away from me, colonizer.
In her palace and took over. The Hawaiians never agreed to it. The rest of the United States signed contracts and agreed to be a part of the United States. Hawaii did not.
Whatever.
Even Puerto Rico is more of a state than Hawaii.
This is getting out of control. We're getting off topic and out of hand.
Yes.
Congratulations
to the happy couple. I am sure he's going to do everything in his power to make sure that she's happy. And I'm sure she's going to do the same. whether people believe her love is genuine or not. She, I'm sure, would never want to give him up, and neither would I.
Never gonna give you up.
I genuinely hope that turn they have around, a happy life, because they could be in charge of running a country one day. So it would be great if there was no discord.
Never gonna say goodbye.
Wow.
Except, never gonna tell a lie and hurt you. Okay.
Except we do have to say goodbye.
We do have to say goodbye. Thanks for tuning in, guys.
Yeah.
Make sure to check out our blog that is coming out tomorrow. You'll see it tomorrow. And we have YouTube videos coming out as well.
Yay.
Make sure, if you want links to any of our social media, they're on our website, thecocochronicles.weebly.com.
Mm-hmm.
Again, Facebook, give us some suggestions. We have a Pinterest now as well. I will be linking that to our website, so you can check that out.
Mm-hmm.
We also, we didn't mention this before, but in closing, we have a GoFundMe.
Yes.
We decided to start a GoFundMe just simply because we want to start producing better content.
Yes.
And in order to do that, we need a really, really nice camera and a really, really nice new laptop.
Yeah, we're going to use the laptop for all of our editing for our YouTube videos, podcasts, that sort of thing, to bring more polished product. And also with the camera, we want to take better pictures for events that we're at, for Instagram. We're going to use it to record so we can get better sound and video quality as well. Nobody wants to see anything that's pixelated.
No. I know I don't.
Yeah. So we are just, we're doing our best. We're also saving up on the side as well with our own money to be able to afford these things. But our means are quite limited, so we're asking for some help.
Help is always nice.
You can find a link to the GoFundMe on our website or our Instagram or our Facebook page.
Yep, we have all of those. And Pinterest. So, don't forget the Pinterest.
Yeah, there's a link to it on all of them, so no matter what your preferred viewing or listening method is with us, you could help out, which we would greatly appreciate.
Yes, yes. Anything helps.
Yeah.
And we're not going to, we don't have a deadline, you know, we're just going to keep it up until we reach our goal.
Can't afford it, yeah. Right.
So anyway, in closing, guys, thanks for tuning in and listening to an hour of our fuckery. this is Coco signing off.
And this is Marista signing off.
We'll see you guys next time. Bye.